Maybe we can close the doors, perhaps, is to hear about the glorious appearance of Lord Nrisimhadev. If everyone would please listen, it would probably be good. Because despite the fact of the fallibility of the person who is speaking, the pastime itself, Lord Nrisimhadev and his appearance, is so wonderful. And it can actually change one's life. Now, some of us perhaps don't want our life changed at this particular point. But really, if we wish to make the best use of a human life as our lives, as Prahlad Maharaj will say later on, manushya dolavam manushya janma tara adhruvam artadam. If we can exchange a piece of glass for the most valuable jewel, we are very fortunate. And this is the purpose of life. And the valuable jewel, practically speaking, actually speaking, there is only one valuable jewel in life. It is more valuable than 1,000 diamonds, 1,000,000 diamonds, 100,000,000 diamonds. It is the jewel that is known as Prema Bhakti, or love for Krishna, because that jewel is ours forever. And there is no fear attached to it. I once read about a very, very wealthy lady who had a beautiful jewel brocade that was full of diamonds and emeralds and rubies. And she had an imitation made of the exact same brocade that she had. She had an imitation, exact copy made with no jewels, just pieces of glass. And she was wearing that at the big engagement, at the big festival. And someone said to her, "Why are you wearing the fake one?" And she replied, "Because I'm afraid of it getting stolen." But this type of a jewel, the jewel of Krishna consciousness, deep Krishna consciousness, as possessed by Prahlad Maharaj, if we have that, there is no more fear. Na kutastana bibhiti svaga pavaga narakesu apito yagda darsana narayana praksave na kutastana bibhiti. There is no fear for a devotee, and will even see this or hear about it in this past time, that Prahlad Maharaj was in the most dangerous of all possible circumstances. He who was supposed to protect him, his own father was trying to kill him in hundreds of ways. And yet Prahlad, no fear. No fear. Why? Because he possessed the greatest of jewels. If we don't have that jewel of a blossomed relationship with Krishna, this material world is full of fear. It must be full of fear. It is said that there are two kinds of people who are not afraid. One is the exalted devotee, and the other is the fool. So we have our choice. We want to live without fear. So Prahlad Maharaj, he's not in the beginning of this pastime. In the beginning of this pastime, There is Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was an extremely powerful demon, asura. And of course the pastime even goes prior to this. He's actually a resident of the spiritual world. But for the purpose of this pastime, Hiranyakashipu and his brother, whose name was Hiranyaksha, they were the most powerful of asuras. Asura means Ishwaram Mahambhogi Siddham Balavansuki, thinking that I am the center, I am so powerful, I am so wonderful. And immediately, by having that asura bhav, that mentality, we wish to challenge the Supreme Lord. And if we wish to challenge the Supreme Lord, as who is perfect and powerful and happy, we can be sure that we're going to lose. So Hiranyaksha immediately went to challenge Lord Vishnu. He looked at Varuna. He was searching the world for someone as powerful as he. And he approached Varunadev, challenging him. And Varuna was very humble and said, "No, no, I am old now. I cannot fight. But you find Vishnu. He'll fight with you. He'll fight with you and defeat you." And Hiranyaksha, in his arrogance, in his pride, went searching for Vishnu to fight with him, to kill the Lord, to kill God. Such arrogance, such pride, such ignorance, such foolishness. And of course he found the Lord as Lord Varahadev, and Varahadev killed him. Hiranyakashipu, his brother, was furious that this Vishnu has killed my beloved brother, and I will kill him. Of course, he did not consider that his brother was looking for Vishnu, trying to kill Vishnu, just out of arrogance, only seeing everything from his own side. I will kill Vishnu. He performed, Hiranyakashipu performed the funeral ceremony for his brother. And then he went to perform austerities. Austerities to gain power. Because he wanted power, and he wanted to be able to control. Ishwaraham, aham bogi. Because if you have power, you can be Ishwara, you can be the controller. And then, by being the controller, one can enjoy. Without power, without shakti, there is no question of controlling, and without controlling, there is no enjoyment. But there is a problem in this. No matter how much shakti we have, if we have this asura bhav, we are not Ishwara, Parameshwara. That Parameshwara is Ishwara Paramakrishna. Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Savakarana Karana. So he went to perform austerities, Hiranyakashipu did. And he gained so much power by his austerities that the devas, the demigods, approached Lord Brahma. And they were shivering because he was becoming more powerful than them. And they said, this Hiranyakashipu is gaining power, and he wants to take over your position, Lord Brahma. You should stop him. You should stop him. So Lord Brahma went down on his swan, Hansa carrier, and he went to Hiranyakashipu, who had performed so many powerful austerities that his body had been eaten by ants, and all that remained was the bones, and yet he was circulating his life air within the bones and remained alive.
And when Lord Brahma came, an anthill had completely covered his body, and yet he remained alive. He had been eaten, but yet he was alive. Lord Brahma came to him and poured some water from his kamadalu upon Hiranyakashipu and brought his body back to life and said, "You have pleased me by your tapasya, by your austerities. What do you want?" This is a very interesting question to ask ourselves. What do I want? What is it that I want? I'm working so hard. What is it that I want? I'm performing austerities. I'm giving up pleasures for the work. What is it that I want that I think is going to satisfy me? Usually we don't actually think in an intelligent way of why I'm doing what I'm doing and what am I trying to gain by it. And then examine the world and see if there are those who already have what we're trying to gain and see if they're happy. See if they're satisfied. But in any case, Hiranyakashipu did not think in a very introspective way. And when Brahma told him, "I will give you whatever you want," Hiranyakashipu thought, "This is exactly what I've been waiting for. You will give me what I want, O most powerful one within this world, this universe. And here is my list of what I want." Basically, he feared death, like everyone. So he desired to be deathless, although Brahma could not award him that, because Brahma himself dies, and one cannot give what one does not have. So very indirectly, thinking himself clever, he thought, "I will avoid the law of nature, and I will try to be happy by my own plans. I will avoid death. How? Grant me," he said to Brahma, "that I cannot be killed by any being, creature, created by you, or anyone not created by you. I don't want to be killed inside or outside." Brahma said, "Granted." "I don't want to be killed by any weapon, by nothing living nor dead, inside or outside, day or night, on the ground or in the sky. I don't want any competition." Now this is a businessman's dream, isn't it? No competition, no rivals. "I want lordship over this entire universe." "Granted, Hiranyakashipu. I want complete mystic powers. I want to be able to control the demigods, the devas." "Granted, Hiranyakashipu." What a mentality. What a mentality. This is called a sort of bhav, demonic. Thinking Ishwaraham, by controlling, I will be able to enjoy. So, using these powers that were actually granted to him by Lord Brahma, Hiranyakashipu set out to conquer the universe, and indeed he did. He sat on Indra's throne, he was the king of heaven, and he subjugated every demigod, every living entity, and he turned everything upside down. He wanted to do things not according to the way of Vishnu, of the Lord, but according to his own way. Because this is how every person, conditioned soul in the material world thinks. If I get my way, if I don't have rivals, if I don't have competitors, if I get just what I want, if I get enough power, then I can control, then I'll be able to enjoy, and then I'll be happy. But there is one essential flaw in this type of thinking.
is that no one can be happy in this material world, thinking of himself as the center. For an exalted devotee, Vishvapurna Sukhayate, every situation is one of happiness. For one who possesses the mentality of a competitor to God, Anadya Bahimukh, turning our back on the Lord, then no situation in this world could make us satisfied and happy. So when Hiranyakashipu conquered heaven, he had the demigod serving him, doing exactly and everything that he wanted. And he remained always drunk, drinking fine liquors continuously. And rather than being happy, having all his desires fulfilled, there was an incredibly deep dissatisfaction in his heart. What is the cause of that deep dissatisfaction in our heart, despite having everything that we dream about? Well, maybe I need more and more and more and more and more. That's why there's still dissatisfaction. This is the an improper way to look. So, he was causing so much trouble that the devas, they became so upset, and they tried, they were very powerful too. They tried all their powers, but yet they were crushed by Hiranyakashipu. And when they had no other choice, what do you think they did? They had no other choice. What do you think they did? They were being crushed by Hiranyakashipu. What do you think they did? Yes. At that point, they prayed very sincerely. And they prayed, this Hiranyakashipu is such a scorpion and he's causing so much trouble. Please, O Lord, we take shelter of you. Please help us. Please help us. He is crushing us. He is turning everything upside down. He's giving people the rewards, pious rewards, for performing impious activities. And those who are pious, doing the proper thing according to Dharma, they are suffering. Please, please. And as they were praying, because it is really the sincerity of our prayers that cause Krishna to hear and respond. And the demigods were so much distressed that they were fully sincere. So immediately they heard a very deep and grave voice that resembled the thunder in the sky. And it said, "Don't worry. I will come. I myself," Lord Vishnu said, "will come and kill this Hiranyakashipu. And what will cause me to come? There is one devotee, and his name is Prahlad." And when Hiranyakashipu threatens this Prahlad, when he becomes furious at Prahlad, and Prahlad, my dear devotee's life is at stake, then I will come and I will rip him to pieces. Because the Lord cannot tolerate his devotee being in distress and being threatened.
This is his dearest promise. Kanteya pratijani hi name bhakta pranasiti.
Do we accept this? That Krishna will always protect us?
Well, this is the purpose of our life. To decide whether that's true or not. Is Krishna always, in fact, going to protect us if I give myself to him completely? Is that true or is it not true? Do I really trust that completely? Completely enough that at the time when my soul is leaving my body, the time of death, that I'll hold securely, faithfully, tightly to his lotus feet without fear. That will be the test. Sadhan kore, bhajan kore, mrityu janme hoy. The test of our bhajan, of our religion, our religiousness, our sadhana, comes at that time. So, the Lord Vishnu didn't show himself by his voice, by his sound vibration. He let himself be heard. And he said, I will come to protect Prahlad. And at this point in the Bhagavatam, in the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam, the characters and the nature and the qualities of Prahlad are described. And he's just a young boy. How old are you? How old are you?
Seven. Prahlad was even younger than you. He was only five or four.
Just a little boy. But he was very, very innocent of heart. Very trusting of Krishna. He would see Krishna everywhere. The Nrisimha Purana describes the amazing, how did this boy take his birth from such a terrible father? The Nrisimha Purana describes how Hiranyakashipu had previously gone to the he went to Kailash to perform austerities to gain power. And Brahma became afraid, and Narada Muni said, don't worry, I'll distract him from his austerities. So Narada Muni and Parasa Muni, his friends, they took the form of, what's the mudra for birds? Is it? No? that's the wrong one. They became two birds. And while he was performing austerities, these birds in Mount Kailash began to chant, Om Namo Narayana, Om Namo Narayana, very loudly and sweetly. And Lord Narayan was Hiranyakashipu's enemy. So his austerity became broken, his meditation became broken by his anger. He did not want to hear the sound of Lord Narayan's name, of Krishna's holy name. He was so inimical. So his austerities got broken, and he came down, disturbed, to his palace, and he decided to conceive a child with his wife, and at the time of conception, the wife asked him, why did you come down from your austerities? You are so determined. He said, I was so disturbed. These birds were chanting, Om Namo Narayana. And at that exact moment, the conception took place. While he was chanting, Om Namo Narayana. And this exalted soul, Prahlad, took birth. Did you know that? Very good. What's your name?
I'm Rita.
Very nice name. So Prahlad, everywhere he looked, he saw nothing but his Lord. This is the state of Mahabhagavata. Wherever one looks, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena, Sanktasa Daiva Ridaye Suvalokayanti, Yam Shama Sundaram Atsintya Guna Sarupam Govindam Harikrishna. So wherever Prahlad looked, he saw his Lord. And sometimes, just to increase the ratha, Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu would disappear, and Prahlad couldn't see him. And you know something? Prahlad didn't turn on the television. Nor did he boot up his computer, or check his emails, or call someone on his mobile phone. He began to cry when he couldn't see the Lord. His love was developed. Sanyayate jagat sarvam govinda vedahena me. He would cry and cry and cry. And then when the Lord would appear, he would start laughing and be happy again. Prahlad was fearless because his consciousness was Krishna consciousness. Krishna bhakti rasitam bharato mati. So Hiranyakashipu was an enemy of Vishnu, and Prahlad was the dearest devotee of Vishnu. Naturally there was going to be problems. Prahlad went to school. He learned so many things. We always use the joke that he didn't go to the Gurukula, but he went to the Asurakula, where he would learn just materialistic subject matters. And one day, what grade of school are you in? Second grade? Yeah. So Prahlad was even younger than that. And one day after school, his father took him on his lap. And as fathers tend to do with their beloved children, he asked them, "What did you learn in school today?" And Prahlad, being very simple and straightforward, hearing the question actually, "What is the best thing you learned in school today?" He answered, Saru Mane Sura Varsita Dehinam Saru Samud Vignadhyama Satrahat. He said, "Father," he didn't answer the question. He said, "Father, practically speaking, you cannot understand the best thing of knowledge. Because Grihamanda Kupam, you are stuck in a materialistic way of perceiving reality. Thinking of yourself as the center and the enjoyer, and you don't have the conception that it is not possible for you to enjoy. You're going to leave this world, you are dissatisfied, you're drinking, you control the universe already and you're dissatisfied. So you can't understand better. Vanam gatoyam harim ashriyeta." Prahlad was very brave. He said, "Vanam gatoyam, you should go to the forest, harim ashriyeta, and take shelter of Lord Hari." Hiranyakashipu, whose greatest enemy was Lord Hari, at least he thought of Hari as his enemy, looked at him, this little boy talking like this. And you know what he did? I bet no one knows what he did. Do you know what he did? Oh, now I've made everyone afraid to say. What do you think he did? Yes. He did, but not yet.
He didn't do that. He just left. He said, oh, little boys. Who believe? Anyway, if a little boy says that this is going to happen and that's going to happen, who cares? They're just little children. They have, you know, the 1 minute they're thinking, oh, this is the next, this is nice, the next, oh, I love, you know, hurry, and the next moment they're turning on the television. They're just children. They want to play. They want to do this. So Hiranyakashipu left, and he took it not seriously, but he told the two teachers, Sundar and Amarka, that you should make sure that this boy doesn't hear anything like this again. Otherwise, you will be in deep trouble. Harim Asriyeta, you should take shelter of Lord Hari. What does Hari mean? Yes, very good, Amrita. Very good name for you. But Hari means he who takes away also. And for the devotee who takes shelter of Lord Hari, he will take away all the miseries and lamentations of life. And for the non-devotee who doesn't take shelter of Lord Hari, what will he take away? He'll take away everything. It must happen. It must happen. So, the two teachers, Sundar and Amarka, put the boy in school, and they taught him everything. They taught him all materialistic subjects, practical subjects, so that he could also learn to be a ruler and a controller. And then Hiranyakashipu asked him again, "What is the best knowledge, my dear boy?" Prahlad, this time, he wasn't going to be very patient. And when Prahlad replied, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam Archanam Vandanam Sakyam Atmanavedanam, that you perform bhakti to Vishnu. Vishnu had killed his brother. He was the enemy of Vishnu. You perform bhakti to Vishnu, my dear father. And at this time, Hiranyakashipu became angry. His eyes became red. And at this time, he threw him off the throne, off of his lap, onto the ground. How dare you speak like this to me? You've become a friend, a supporter, a devotee of our enemy, Vishnu. Where did you learn this knowledge? Where did you learn this foolishness? And Prahlad replied, Matirna Krishna Paratapsvato Vah, that you have no inclination. Don't worry, Father, I won't poison you with this knowledge. Don't worry. You don't have any ability to understand it. Because Nate Vadus Vatagati Vishnu, you don't know the goal of life. And you ask me where I learned this from. I learned this by the mercy of a great devotee. What's that verse? Nasan Mitis Tabananuku Vims Bisalinata Pagamoyata Mahiyasam Parizu. Without getting the blessings, the dust of the feet of an exalted devotee, you cannot understand this knowledge. It will bounce off your heart. You will take it as a threat to your materialistic life. Hiranyakashipu was furious and said, kill him! His own son. Kill him. Kill him. And kill him he tried to do. And he had very wonderful ways to kill him. He had elephants step on him. He had demons
chop him with axes and picks. He had snakes bite him. He used tantrics, mystic wizards, to curse him to die. And Prahlad remained fearless and always, always, always thinking of whom, Amrita? Because he was in love. And he had taken full shelter of Vishnu. And it didn't make any difference what the external world was throwing at him. He was fixed in his Krishna consciousness, in his love. And he just thought of Krishna within his heart. When Hiranyakashipu threw him in the ocean and then threw rocks, big boulders, to hold him under the water and crush him, Prahlad just was thinking of his Lord. And suddenly Garuda came and picked him up and rescued him. He was unconscious. And then Varuna Dev came to bring him back to consciousness. And when Prahlad saw Varuna, he said, "You are so fortunate because you are the quality of demigod that you can see the Lord. You please tell me how I can see him. I want to see him." This is all he was thinking about. "I want to see him." And Varuna said, "You go into the deepest form of meditation. And in that deep form of meditation on the Lord, then you pray to him. And then you'll see him." And when Prahlad heard of this qualification that is required to see, actually see Lord Vishnu, he just started crying because he was just a 5 years old boy. He thought, "I have no hope. I have no hope. I am so unqualified. I have no hope of actually seeing the Lord whom I love, long to see." And in that feeling of loving despair, he fainted to the ground. And just then, his own Lord came. And he took little Prahlad upon his lap and said, "Don't worry, Prahlad. You don't understand how much I love you. You are so dear to me, Prahlad. No one can hurt you. And you..." And then Lord Vishnu himself became afraid. He became afraid that when he left Prahlad, that Prahlad would die. So he told Prahlad, "When I disappear from you very soon, Prahlad," he said in a very reassuring way, "don't worry. I'll see you very soon. I will come as Lord Shrikadev. And you will see me. And I will protect you. So don't worry now. For I must leave." Lord Vishnu disappeared. Hiranyakashipu. Didn't know what to do. Sandana Maharshi said, "We will ask our father Sukracharya what to do, but he's not here present now. We will keep trying to teach Prahlad until he returns." So Hiranyakashipu said, "Very good, very good. Take him, change him." So they taught Prahlad. They threatened Prahlad. And as soon as they left the classroom, Prahlad started preaching to the other boys. Komaram acharat pravyo dhamaram dhamman bhagavataniya dolabam manushya janma. Life is so rare. It is temporary, but it is rare, human life, manushya janma. It is temporary like all other lives, but it is rare and most valuable because with the temporary, you can attain the eternal. So he told his friends, he preached to them, he spoke to them. In the classroom, when the two teachers weren't there, they asked him, where did you learn this? He told them Narada Muni. He told them the story of how he learned everything from Narada Muni. In the womb. And then, just as he was preaching to them, the two teachers came in and saw that the boys, because Prahlad was tasting something so sweet in his relationship with Krishna, that the boys loved him so dearly and were so attracted to him, and his words entered right into their hearts. And they were becoming devotees. And Sangaramaka became furious. And they said, you rascal, you're ruining our school. And they took him before his father. They said, you take this boy. Hiranyakashipu's eyes became red. He said, Prahlad, you have defied me time and time again. Where are you getting the power, you, such a child, to defy me, the ruler of the universe? Prahlad said, the source of my power is the same as the source of your power. Hiranyakashipu said, you always speak of a God that's more powerful than me, who is everywhere. Where is he? Anta bahira vashti tam, in the words of Kunti Devi. You are inside, you are outside of everything. The lover of Krishna sees him everywhere. The atheist sees him nowhere. Where is he, Prahlad? You say he's everywhere. If he's everywhere, then he must be in this pillar. Prahlad said, yes. The wrong melody for this part of the drama. The dog. So Prahlad said, yes, Father, he is there. His faith was strong. He was fixed. His realization was unshakable. And Hiranyakashipu said, if he is there in that pillar, I will smash that pillar and kill him, and then I will kill you. Hiranyakashipu then struck the pillar with his fist. And there was a huge, deafening roar that came out. Sorry, I don't want to hurt you. Lord Nisringadev then appeared, and Hiranyakashipu looked at this huge half lion, half man. What is this? But he was confident in his own powers and he began to fight. And it was just like a moth, full of confidence, jumping into a fire. It meant his death only. And the fight took a little bit of time for the drama. But Lord Nisringadev took him across his lap. He grabbed him. Like Garuda grabs a snake and stretched him across his lap. And ripped him apart with his nails. And then he took the intestines of this demon and wore them around his neck like a garland and ripped out his heart. Well, why did he do that? It's quite grotesque. You like this story, don't you? Why would he do such a thing? I'll show you later because it's my Lord Nisringadev, Srila. Do you want to see him now? But you have to wait just a minute more. Then I'll show you. What? Yes. Yes. Very nice devotee. Very nice devotee. She's so impatient to see God. She should learn from this. Attentively, always. He ripped out his intestines. The demigods have been terrified of this demon who had subjugated them so easily. They were terrified. And how do you think they felt when they saw the intestines of the demon around the neck of Lord Nisringadev? How do you think they felt? They felt quite relieved. And his heart ripped out, just like when Krishna killed Kamsa. He dragged the dead body around so everyone would feel, all the devotees became so ecstatic to see the Lord defeat this person with such a demonic, cruel, harsh mentality. They felt ecstatic. Their Lord had come to their rescue. There's so much more we could say, but I don't want to say anything. But I want to do one more thing. For 4 minutes, there is one little, very sweet part of a tape segment where Prabhupada talks about the difference between an atheist like Hiranyakashipu and a theist devotee like Prahlad. And he talks about it specifically in the reference of the poisoning. Prahlad was poisoned. Now please listen. Just hear the Prabhupada's words here. And let's see if technology will work and not let us down. 4 minutes. So far technology is losing. Come on technology, now we need you. Yes, be good in Krishna's service. Ready? 4 minutes of Prabhupada speaking about this little episode.
Nisringadev has appeared to convince the atheist that there is no God.
This is the wrong segment. I listened to a few of Prabhupada's words.
This is a lying propaganda. That nobody has seen God. Everyone has seen God. The devotee sees within his heart, in the temple, and everywhere. And the atheist sees when he's the handles in the clock are over. Prahlad Maharaj was seeing always, constantly.
Krishna has got two business. Puritranam Saluna Vinashaya Gushkita. He has got two business. One business is to give protection to the devotee, sadhu. Sadhu. Sadhu means devotee. Sadhu does not mean simply by changing dress, saffron collar, and smoking biri. That is not sadhu. Sadhu means devotee. One who is devotee, that is explained in many shastras. Sadhava sadhu bhujana. Sadhu bhujana. Titishkava karanika. Suridam sarvabhutana. Ajato saptava shanta. Sadhava sadhu bhujana. This is the qualification of sadhu. Sadhu is titishkava. Tolerance. All kinds of miserable conditions.
Tolerance.
Is sadhu. Because this is a plague of miserable condition. A sadhu learns how to tolerate. Sadhu is never disturbed. Just means sthite guru nati dukkhena no vicharati. A sadhu who has caught the shelter of Krishna, if he is placed in the severest type of dangerous condition, he is never disturbed. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, his father was putting him in so many dangerous conditions. Even he was supplying with poison. He knew that my father is giving me poison to drink. It is not like he is saying, I am now put into this dangerous position, I have to drink. A father is giving poison, who can check? And such a big, powerful Hiranyakashipu, the mother cried, requested, he forced the mother, Prahlad's mother, give your son this poison. So she begged so much, but he was a rascal demon. You know, he must be. So the mother knew, the son knew that the rascal father is giving this poison. What can you do? Small child. All right, let me drink. Guru Nāvī dukkhena na vicārati. Not hesitating. All right, if Krishna likes, I like. This is the position of sadhu. He is not disturbed. He takes sama. In all circumstances, he is tolerant. Very sadhu. Sadhu does not become disturbed. Titiksava. At the same time, karunika. He is himself disturbed, but he is merciful to others. Just like Jesus Christ. He is being crucified, and he still is merciful. God, these people do not know what they are doing. He is still. This is how. He is personally being disturbed by the demons, but still he is merciful to the general people. They are suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. So even up to the point of death, he is trying to please Krishna consciousness. Let the people be benefited. What is this material body? Even if I am killed, I am not killed. This body is killed. That's all. This is sadhu. Titiksava karmi. In one side, he is tolerant, and other side, merciful.
Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Sri Prahlad Maharaj, he is Lord Nisrigadeva Bhagavan ki, Prabhupada ki, Sri Tagore Premanande.
Thank you, Gauri Shankar, and Yuraj, for narrating this wonderful story about